Experienced, a Merlin fanfic by Lola Feist, read by Sophie Nisba. The pairing is Uther Merlin, rating NC-17. This is a modern AU in which Merlin is 17 years old and Uther is his friend's father. The age and power discrepancy overlaps with a dom-sub dynamic. Some listeners who are sensitive to these issues might want to avoid this fic. The first time Uther ever speaks to him. It's the middle of the night, and Uther is downstairs in the entertainment room, pouring cream over ice cubes in a little tumbler. The cream goes coffee-colored as it mixes with the dark liquor on the bottom of the glass. Merlin clears his throat, his heart thumping from spying from the doorway. "Yes," Uther says, barely looking over. "You're Arthur's little friend, the homosexual." His heartbeat gets loud in his ears, and embarrassment spiders along his skin. "Yes, sir." "You're the same age as my son? You look..." Uther trails off as he lifts the glass to his lips and watches Merlin over the rim. His thick throat bobs as he swallows. The ice cubes click in the glass. "Yes, sir. I'm 17. "It's 2 in the morning. What are you doing down here?" asks Uther. He's still dressed from a night out, but his dress shirt is a little rumpled, as if someone's been pawing at it. The faint, stale scent of cigar smoke hangs on him, making the pristine room smell like a bar. "I couldn't sleep. I was going to play Bioshock." Merlin gestures at the Xbox tucked in the corner of the entertainment center. Uther just keeps looking at him as he swirls the ice in the glass and leans back against the wet bar. "Have you sucked a man's cock before?" Merlin's heart constricts and his dick jumps. The dueling sensations dizzy him as he stands there, staring. He tries to think about how weird and awful the question is, but that doesn't stop his blood from surging until he's hard. "Answer me, boy." "No, sir. If I'm interrupting you, I can go. I should go back to bed." "Close the door and lock it," says Uther, gesturing with his glass. Merlin does so immediately, partially out of fear that Arthur might come down here looking for him, might see the way his pajamas bulge with the awkwardness of his erection, the erection Arthur's dad gave him. His fingers tremble as he fastens the chain on the door. When he turns, Uther is still standing there, watching him. He angles his weight against the door and tries to even his breathing and slow down his thrumming pulse. "Why not? That's what you're interested in, isn't it? It's your preference." "I don't have a boyfriend," Merlin says. His throat so dry it comes out like a whisper. Uther laughs richly and sets the glass down on the bar. "Neither do I," he says, unbuckling his belt and sliding it off in one smooth, easy motion. Merlin makes a noise, but it isn't really an answer. It's just a low, half-scared whine in his throat. "Are you experienced?" asks Uther, his eyes on Merlin. He unzips his trousers and opens his dark-colored briefs to draw his thick, meaty cock out. It's half-soft until he palms a loose stroke at it once and again, and it fills in his hand. He grips it by the base and thumbs back his foreskin to reveal a rounded, purpled head and sharp crown. It doesn't look anything like Merlin's long, pink-pale cock. "No," says Merlin, before he recalls, "well, a boy at church camp." "Go on," Uther says, wolfishly, an encouraging smile making his eyes look kind and eager. Merlin stares at Uther's cock. "We kissed, that's all, in the boathouse." Uther gives himself a long, milking stroke until the little hole at the top of his cock beads up with liquid. On the next pull, the liquid forms a heavy drop and falls in a silvery, wet thread. "A boy like you, it's a shame you're alone. You are ready, aren't you?" Merlin shrugs and fidgets with the long sleeves of his nightshirt. "I'm sure your classmates are sexually active." "I've been focused on my studies, sir," Merlin says, the words stuttering together. He looks away from Uther and stares at the wall, but his hips are already rocking, the tight fabric of his briefs teasing faint friction. "Have you viewed pornography? Do you know how men touch each other?" Merlin whines quietly and covers his mouth with his sweaty palm. "Yes, sir," he says, his lips sensitive to the touch of his own flesh. He can feel his sack going heavy and hot, and the thought of porn makes him think of mouths stretched open and tongues touching together. He thinks of kissing Uther, of kissing Arthur's dad, of letting Uther lick the inside of his mouth. He closes his eyes, but he can still hear Uther's flesh, the dry slap of Uther beating off on the other side of the room. "Do you know what I would do to you?" asks Uther. His voice has gone thick and hoarse, but still calm, so steady. Merlin gasps, "Yes." He bites down on the flesh where his fingers meet his palm and shoves his other hand into his loose pajamas and into his tight briefs. He squeezes his prick until it hurts. "I'd shove my thumbs in that pink little arse of yours, and I'd tug you open, spit down your hole, and fuck your— Mr. Pendragon, nasty cunt!" Merlin groans, sliding down the floor and furiously pulling on his cock. It burns, and the angle's all wrong, but his whole body is shaking and prickly and hot. He just has to come. He has to. "Watch me," Uther barks out, beating at his cock loosely, the thick length of it slapping and bobbing in his hand. When Merlin looks up and meets his stormy gaze, he keeps talking. "I'll pull you down on my lap, screw you there, make you feel it. I'll make you feel it, boy. Hurts. Oh, God," Merlin gasps, his bicep and wrist cramping up as he fists himself with short, brutal strokes, just wanting it to end. When his gaze slips away again, foggy and unfocused with the sweaty heat, Uther snaps at him once more, makes him watch. When he's watching, looking at that blunt, bruise-colored dick, all he can think about is how it would feel, nudging his body open. He's never had anything bigger than his own finger up his arse. He thinks it might hurt, and wants it to. He just wants to be full. He wants Uther to stop talking. He wants Uther to fuck him. It hurts. It's not fair. It's not fair to want this much, to be this dizzy and hot for something. He whines and whines, pulling his dick like he's scratching a painful itch. "That's good. That's very good." Uther nods and draws a handkerchief out of his pocket with his free hand. He holds it neatly below his flushed cockhead, as if waiting to catch a sneeze. "Go on now. Don't injure yourself," he says tightly, smirking. Merlin nods and remembers to stop holding his breath. He grunts softly, so close. "After I fill you up, you'll lick me clean, and I'll show you how to cleanse yourself so you aren't wet with cum at breakfast." "Yes." "No one will know, boy. No one will know your little hole is used and sore, will they?" "No, sir," Merlin chokes, tossing his head back. He hears the thump as it strikes the door, but all he feels is the blind, sparking release as his dick unloads sticky hot cum in his briefs. Uther must come too, sometime while Merlin is panting harshly and coming back down and realizing what he's done. When he looks up, Uther's trousers are fastened again, and it'd be like none of this had happened if Uther's face wasn't glistening and flushed. "Turn the lights out when you're finished in here," Uther says, stepping close and nudging Merlin away from the door with his foot. He reaches down and scruffs Merlin's hair once, fondly, before leaving him alone in the quiet, empty room. After that, he can't keep his mind off it. The next time Merlin stays over at Arthur's house, he comes over early for dinner. Arthur and his dad chat quietly at the table, talking about Uther's university plans. As he places his silverware down on his plate and leans back in his chair, Uther says, "And how about you?" It's like he doesn't even know Merlin's name. Maybe he really doesn't. Merlin swallows. "Me, sir?" "Arthur says you're apprenticing this summer. You're looking to gather more experience," asks Uther, smiling. "Oh." Merlin nods and has to reach for his ice water to wash down the knot in his throat. "Yes, I am." Maybe the innuendo is all in his head. Maybe last weekend never happened. But he's hard under the table. When he reaches down to adjust the napkin on his lap, he briefly molds the rigid outline of his cock with his fingertips. Arthur begins to clear the table, gathering up the plates and carrying them off into the kitchen. When they're alone, Uther watches Merlin and says nothing. "What are you boys watching?" Uther asks them later, in the entertainment room. Gone in 60 Seconds plays on the big flat-screen TV, and Merlin's suddenly embarrassed to say what it is. It doesn't seem sophisticated enough for Uther Pendragon. That car movie you hate, Dad, Arthur says dismissively. Merlin glances between them and covers himself more thoroughly in the big blanket he's tucked under on the sofa. He's curled up and had been half asleep before Uther walked in. Aw, Dad, come on, Arthur groans as Uther comes and sits on one end of the sofa next to Merlin's feet. There's no room. He's right. There really isn't enough room, but Uther crowds in anyway, looking jovial and smiling at his son. They watch the movie together. It's turned up too loud, and Merlin is grateful for the sounds of squealing tires to drown out the thudding, whooshing beats of his heart. In the near darkness, Uther's hand drifts under the blanket. Merlin swallows hard, glances at Arthur. It's Arthur's favorite part of the film, and he's glued to it, munching on crisps. So he doesn't notice when Uther's heavy palm slides up the back of Merlin's thigh under the blanket. When he cups Merlin's arse cheek and his pinky pushes the thin fabric of Merlin's pajama pants into the crease of his arse, he applies just enough pressure to dimple the fabric into the tense clench of Merlin's hole. Merlin isn't wearing anything under his pajamas. Uther smiles. Later, when Uther has fallen asleep in the recliner beside the sofa, Merlin sits up. He swallows hard and stares at the DVD menu as Uther places his hot hand on his thigh. They remain still, so still, until Uther simply curls his fingers, just drags them a little. "Sir," Merlin finally exhales. "Arthur is traveling next weekend, visiting a few campuses, is he not?" Uther asks very softly. Merlin nods. Uther draws his hand away and lifts it to his face, openly smelling the finger he stroked Merlin's hole with. Stroked over and over until the flesh twitched and Merlin's skin burned and his mouth ached with the need to suck and suck on something, anything. Merlin watches him aghast, insides twisting at the thought that Uther is smelling what he's like down there. "I'll expect you at precisely 7 o'clock on Saturday. Tell your mother you're staying over," says Uther, before he pats Merlin's thigh and leaves. After that, alone in the blue-silver light from the television and the loop of music that masks the sound of his breathing, Merlin fucks his dry fist under the blanket. He's been hard for so long it drenches his hand when he comes, and he has to suck and lick the musky cum from his fingers to keep it off Uther's soft, expensive blanket. He figures it isn't wrong if he wants it. In class, Arthur throws a bit of twisted-up notebook paper at him. "You're not even being annoying this week. What's wrong with you?" On Saturday, Merlin arrives 15 minutes early, flushed from walking from the bus stop. He knocks on the door and waits, ears buzzing. He wanted to be very clean, but his armpits are already sweating with nerves, his shirt sticking to his skin like it's glued there. Uther opens the door, but not enough for Merlin to come inside. "Hello." "Hello, sir," Merlin says, fidgeting with the straps on his rucksack, where he's tucked a pair of pajamas and his toothbrush. After studying him quietly until Merlin's skin begins to crawl under the scrutiny, Uther says, "Boys your age can be skittish. If you're coming in, you need to understand that in my home, you do as I say. You do not question me." Merlin's heart pounds, hollow and painful in his chest. Uther tilts his head. "If that's going to be an issue, go home, boy." "Merlin. My name is Merlin. I don't really care what your name is. Are you coming inside?" After taking a shallow, trembling breath, Merlin says, "Yes, sir." Uther says, "Put that down," and gestures at the huge bed in the middle of his room. Merlin sets the rucksack on the floor at the foot of the bed and looks around, trying not to pay too much attention to the room. It's so adult, so plain. The furnishings are modern and stark, with crisp lines and dark wood and no clutter on the surfaces. He jumps when Uther touches his lower back and gives him a faint push toward the door of the bathroom. Inside, it looks like something out of one of his mother's design catalogs. Everything is marbled and bright and polished. The shower is nearly as large as Merlin's bedroom, with four different shower heads. "Undress," Uther says, his low voice amplified by the bathroom acoustics. Everything?
Yes.
Merlin feels awkward taking his clothes off in front of another man, especially in front of an experienced, grown man. He fumbles, briefly hopping on one foot as he pulls his socks off. By the time he's naked, panting quietly with nerves, he doesn't feel very desirable. He stares at his feet and crosses his arms.
Turn around and face the mirror. Closer now, palms here,
Uther says, reaching around Merlin to grasp his wrists and position his hands on the bare countertop, arms spread wide. Merlin feels Uther's erection against his backside and starts to shiver. Seemingly satisfied, Uther steps back. Merlin watches in the mirror as Uther studies him quietly. He looks so casual, dressed in dark trousers and a soft gray jumper.
Don't watch me, watch yourself, says Uther.
He gestures at the huge, spotless mirror.
Tell me what you see.
Merlin hesitates to meet his own gaze, and when he does, he flushes. He looks so awkward, his cheeks sunken in, the bones too sharp, his hair short and sticking up all over from drying on the bus ride over. His shoulders are wiry and pale, and his nipples have gone tight. He's breathing fast, his chest rising and falling unevenly. He doesn't want to watch himself like this, not when he's hard and his bare arse is exposed and he can barely keep still, even though he has no idea what he really wants, if he wants to touch something or be touched or run away from here. He drops his head and closes his eyes.
All right, then, says Uther in that gentle, slow rumble. I'll tell you what I see.
Merlin hears Uther moving, crouching, right before he feels him. Then Uther's warm hands are on his arse, squeezing it and exposing him. He feels Uther's thumbs dig into his muscle. He feels Uther's breath on his sweaty skin as Uther spreads him open.
Oh, God, sir, don't...
You're well made. Fine, soft skin. It's red around your arsehole and wrinkled like a spoiled fruit. Uther laughs, every puff of it bathing Merlin's skin until he shakes and his fingers scrabble against the countertop. Merlin groans, his palms going so sweaty they leave moist handprints.
Why do you have to look there?
Why not? You want me to touch here, don't you? You want me to fuck you here, do you not? Uther goes on as if they're having a casual conversation about dinner plans. You have a smooth, hairless perineum. Merlin doesn't even know what a perineum is. He tosses his head and whines softly, his face stinging with blood-hot flush.
Mr. Pendragon, please.
And your bullocks are pink and full. Uther blows on them hard until Merlin feels the flesh tighten and creep.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Breathe, boy. Easy now. Uther demonstrates, sucking in a long, loud breath and exhaling it warmly against Merlin's backside. It tickles and feels wet, and his prick jerks with the sensation.
I can't, Merlin says, closing his eyes against the sting of frustrated tears.
You can. Do as I say. Take a deep breath and blow it out. Merlin does as he's told, shuddering the breath in and blowing it out with a low, broken moan. He thinks he might start crying, but he isn't scared or sad. He just wants something so much it makes his thighs ache and his hips jump. He's never been this hard in his life, and his cock stands high, throbbing and hurting. Just as his lungs empty, Uther touches a bare, dry finger to his hole and traces a circle around it. Merlin jerks away and cries out so loud it echoes. He stares helplessly down at his crotch as he comes all over Uther's marble countertop.
High strung little thing, aren't you? Uther asks, chuckling.
Turn around. Merlin turns unsteadily and crosses his arms, clutching them to keep his hands from shaking.
You've never tasted another man's arsehole, have you?
It isn't really a question, but Merlin shakes his head anyway. Uther touches his fingers to Merlin's lips.
It's comforting, for some reason, to start sucking on it as Uther goes on. A woman is wet. When you eat her out, she gushes onto your chin and swells up like a slick mouth.
Good boy, Uther says, pushing two fingers in. He cups the back of Merlin's head gently to guide him into an eager, steady rhythm, his fingers thick and strong on Merlin's tongue.
Merlin moans and nods a little to try to tell Uther he's listening and learning. But a man is dry and tight. You have to work at it. You have to spit and suck and push. Uther's close now, crowding Merlin against the counter. He brushes his lips at Merlin's ear. You'd fuck me with your sweet pink tongue, wouldn't you, boy? Merlin nods again, frantically, not sure what he's agreeing to, only knowing he wants more in his mouth. He wants musky, dark things. He wants Uther to tell him what to do, to touch him all over and inside. He sobs out a soft, wet sound around Uther's fingers and reaches out to grasp Uther's jumper, to tug at him insistently, desperately. Easy. Clean this up and come to the bed. I have a treat for you, Uther says, running his lips along Merlin's cheekbone briefly before pulling back and looking calm and collected. He draws his fingers out of Merlin's mouth, leaving Merlin panting and noising like a hungry babe. It's so shameful. He lets go of Uther and covers his mouth tightly. Uther takes a hand towel and wets it in the sink. Here, he says, pulling Merlin's hand down and pushing the towel into it. He repeats himself slowly, watching Merlin's face. Clean up your mess, then go to the bed and lie down on your stomach with your legs open. Do you understand? Yes, sir, Merlin says, clutching the towel tightly. As Uther rustles around in the bedroom, Merlin tries not to pay attention to the sounds, a drawer opening, the crinkle of packaging being opened. He sweeps the wet towel in circles to clean his cum off the marble. He's shaking. He's shaking so hard he drops the towel in the sink basin as he tries to rinse it out. Are you finished? Uther calls out. Merlin glances at his reflection. His cheeks have gone pink, and his chest and throat are covered in a mottled rash. His dick is soft again. He's so nervous, his stomach is rattling. Almost, he answers, watching himself speak in the mirror. It's surreal. He's naked in Arthur's dad's bathroom, cleaning up like a kinky maid in a porno. And he's supposed to go lie down on his stomach, and that means Uther is going to keep doing things to... in... his arse. And he wants it. He's wanted it for so long, ever since he and Arthur were 14, digging through Uther's closet to look for dirty magazines. The ones they found didn't have pussy in them. The glossy pages were covered in pictures of hairy men getting sucked off by younger men wearing collars and leathers. Men bent over, exposing dark puckers. Men holding huge, shiny erections. Arthur shoved the magazine back where they found it, mumbling about it being a joke, obviously a gag gift. And Merlin nodded and hurried away with him, and they sat on the sofa together watching the telly, pretending like nothing had happened. And Merlin started realizing that was what he wanted. He wanted big hands on his body. He wanted to wrap his lips around a cock. He wanted a man to touch him. He wanted it so much. Merlin, Uther says from the doorway, bracing himself against the frame. I'm growing impatient. Sorry, I'm coming, sir. Merlin hangs the towel over the faucet awkwardly and hurries out of the bathroom, pausing as Uther lingers there, blocking his way, just looking at him before letting him through. The bed is unmade now, only covered in a tight white sheet. Merlin climbs onto it and lies down on his belly, with his crotch and hips over a fluffy towel that feels like it's been hanging on a warming rack. Good. Relax, Uther says. The mattress shifts as he sits next to Merlin's hip. He touches Merlin's lower back with his palm, settling him. Give me your hand. Merlin drags his teeth at his upper lip and reaches out cautiously. His body continues to shake, nearly vibrating. This is an anal plug. Uther rests it in Merlin's outstretched fingers. It's black and shiny, with a teardrop shape and a big, broad base. Merlin has seen them before, in pictures on the internet. This one isn't huge, but he shudders anyway, trying to imagine how the broadest part of it could possibly fit in someone's body. It's new and clean. I'm going to finger your arse until it loosens up a bit, and then I'm going to fill you with this plug. It's not meant to hurt. If it hurts or you want me to stop, say Emrys. Do you understand? Merlin's fingers grip the plug harder as he grins, feeling warm and fluttery in his belly. I thought you didn't know my name. Uther studies him quietly for a pause. I asked you if you understood, boy. If you say stop or no, or even tell me that I'm hurting you, I will not stop. Somewhere, deep in his gut, Merlin understands this, because part of him wants to cry, and part of him wants to laugh, and part of him wants Uther to smother him into the bed and fuck him, no matter how much it hurts. I understand, sir. I'll say my last name if I want you to stop. Good. Now hold that. Lick it or bite if you'd like. Uther shifts between Merlin's thighs and pushes one knee up and out until Merlin's arse feels more exposed. It doesn't feel too bad or embarrassing compared to Uther examining him close up, and the weight of his body pressing his swelling cock into the bed feels good. His heart races. Uther slips on a pair of gloves that look like the kind doctors use. Am I dirty? Merlin asks, his face heating. Uther smiles. No, relax. Are you allergic to latex? Merlin shakes his head slightly. No. Excellent. Close your eyes. I'm just going to play with you. Uther slides his dry, rubbery fingertip along the crease of Merlin's arse, stroking it up and down. I'm not going to hurt you. It's a relief when Merlin closes his eyes and just feels the bed below him and his fingers around the plug. He claws at the sheet with his other hand and listens to his own harsh, fast breathing as Uther just tickles him with steady touches. That feels good, he whispers. No one's ever petted you like this? Uther asks softly, tapping his fingertip to Merlin's hole. No, I like it. Uther laughs. This will be wet now, but I've warmed it. Relax. He squirts something that feels like hot jelly onto Merlin's arse. It drips down his crack, tickling and wet and thick. With the slick stuff there, he starts to stroke harder, rubbing Merlin's hole, teasing it. Merlin whines. Uther rubs harder. Sir, please, Merlin gasps out, rolling his hips into the bed. What do you want, boy? Tell me. Please put your fingers in me. Please, I can take it. You want me to finger fuck you? Merlin tugs at the sheet and rubs his face against the bed, noising softly with every breath. Uther's fingers are hot and strong and thick, rubbing over the sensitive skin of his arsehole over and over and over, almost pushing in, so close. Yes, he moans. Yes, sir, please. Merlin feels pressure first, then the thickness of a fingertip fighting the tense clench of his arsehole. Uther's finger slips in abruptly, and not very far, but it stings, and Merlin cries out. That won't do, boy. You're too tight. Uther wriggles his finger and groans very softly. So tight. I'm sorry, Merlin whispers, squeezing his eyes shut. Maybe he can't do this. Maybe his body is too tense, or he's really too scared, or this is wrong. Hush now, Uther says, patting Merlin's arse cheek with a gloved hand while he moves his finger in tiny increments, in and out as Merlin's body fights him. Take that pillow there in your arms and hold on to it. Merlin grabs a big pillow and buries his face against it with a wet hiccup sob. Are you listening to me, boy? Merlin nods. I asked you a question, Uther says sharply. Yes, sir, I'm listening. Good, Uther murmurs, still rubbing Merlin's arse and hip and lower back in slow circles. He must have taken one glove off because his hand feels warm and soft now. I want you to move your body. Rub your prick against the bed. Fuck it. Merlin swallows thickly and lets Uther push him into the bed, guiding his hips in a slow, easy roll. Think about fucking. You like to imagine that, don't you? Have a nice wank. Picture your cock in another boy's arse. Arthur's, perhaps. A shudder runs down Merlin's back as he chokes against the pillow. Sir! Uther rumbles out a slow, warm chuckle. Move your body. Ease up. Relax for me. You've got a long way to go. As Uther simply strokes him and rotates his intruding finger, the sting slowly subsides. Then Merlin only feels a bit full and strange. His cock swells, pressed snugly between his belly and the smooth sheets. And Uther is right. It feels good to fuck against the bed, to roll his hips and rub, to hug the pillow and moan. Much better, Uther says. Relax now. Your toes are curling. Relax, boy. Merlin thinks about his toes. He stretches them, wiggles them, and just then Uther twists his finger and screws another in. He eases both fingers slowly, deeply into Merlin's body and moves them. Oh, God, fuck! Merlin cries out, shoving his hips away and back again, up hard against Uther's fingers. Uther makes a quiet, delighted sort of sound and squeezes Merlin's arse with his bare hand. You should see yourself now. Eager little slut. Ride my fingers. Come again if you need to. When Merlin screws his hips down at the bed, his arse clenches, and Uther's fingers feel huge and thick. Any way he moves, he feels it all so much. There, there, that, sir, please, he stutters out, moving faster, desperate for Uther to move more, to fill him. Like this, Uther asks, crooking his fingers and dragging them inside. Against your gland. Merlin comes again, just like that, grunting and letting out loud, broken sounds as he fights to breathe through what he's sure is the best sensation he's ever felt in his life. It makes him float. He's floating. And then he's coming back down, and Uther's just petting him and finger-fucking him slowly. He can hear the faint, squelching sound of the wet stuff in his body. You're much more relaxed now, Uther says, as if nothing has happened. Merlin cranes to look over his shoulder. Uther looks calm and amused, his arm curling steadily with the motion of shoving his fingers into Merlin's arse, over and over. Merlin's rim feels sensitive now, almost too sensitive, where it's stretched around the gentle, slick friction of Uther's gloved fingers. I'm sticky, Merlin says, dizzy. Uther laughs once. Yes, hand me the plug. Merlin's fingers tremble as he reaches for the plug. It seems a lot bigger now that he knows what just two fingers feel like, but he hands it back to Uther anyway and quickly presses his face back into the pillow. The fabric is damp from his sweat and his mouth. He can smell the bitterness of his cum and the musk of his body. Uther pulls his fingers out and pushes them back in. He squirts more of the warm lube onto his fingers and onto Merlin's skin and does it again and then again. Each time his fingers enter, Merlin expects it to sting, but it doesn't. It feels nice and full. It makes him moan and spread his thighs wider. What are you doing? He asks, eyes closed, hips twitching. His heart still races, but his breath comes out more easily now, like he's calming down from hyperventilating. Filling you with lubricant for the plug, Uther says, scissoring his fingers until Merlin's body fights the tension of it. You look filthy with your cunt this wet. He strokes the tight rim of Merlin's hole and draws his hands away. Do you still want to play, boy? Do you think you can handle it? I want to try, sir. Have you had one in you? A butt plug. Not one this modest, Uther says, beginning to spread the lube on the toy. Merlin blushes, trying not to consider Uther naked with his legs spread open. Does he do it to himself? Does someone else help? What happens after it's in? Does it hurt? I told you it isn't meant to cause you pain. You trust me? Yes, sir, Merlin says immediately. He means it, too. He means it so much it makes him feel floaty again, and he wants very badly to make Uther proud of him. This is the tip. It's tapered, says Uther, as he slides it up and down Merlin's cleft. It feels weird. It will warm inside of you. You're very hot inside. Haven't you ever fingered yourself? Uther starts to insert it, pushing hard but slowly. A little, Merlin says, gasping. Oh, God, that feels... Oh, God. You're doing so well, nearly halfway now. Feel me here? I'm just helping your muscles let go. Exhale, boy. Let it in. It feels huge. The stretch stings again, burns, and the burn runs up Merlin's back and down his thighs, and his shoulders tremble as he hugs the pillow hard and tries to be brave. I don't think... I can't... Sir, I can't do it. Nearly there. Shh. You'll feel it release soon. Good boy. Please...
Merlin presses his face into the damp pillow and keens, his eyes going hot and wet. He doesn't move. He can't move. It's breaking him open. It's too much. Stop! I can't! Easy, easy. And then something shifts and settles, and the fire is gone, and he's hopelessly hot and full, trembling with it. Excellent, Uther says, slapping his arse. Fine work. Merlin whines quietly, writhing with the sensation of being stuffed and stretched inside. When he moves his hips from side to side, the plug nudges that place inside that feels like someone grabbed him by the base of his cock. Oh, God, fuck! Roll over. Will it stay? Uther taps the base of the plug. Yes, your muscles are holding it in.
Is it stuck?
Merlin asks, twisting to look at Uther, horrified. No, lovely, Uther says, smiling. But it stays in until I say you're finished. The endearment sends a shivering flush through Merlin as he rolls over and lets his knees drape open. He feels like he's been running for hours, his limbs loose and tight all at once, trembling and too sensitive. Uther cleans him quietly, rubbing the excess lube and dried cum off his backside and belly. Merlin wipes his eyes and swallows back the little sounds as Uther pats the soft cloth at his bullocks and cock, drying them. Such a pretty cock, Uther says, tugging at once. There you are. Time to get dressed.
Dressed? But
Uther takes him by the wrist and pulls him to sit up.
Get dressed. If you last for 2 hours, I'll let you suck my cock.
What happens for 2 hours? Merlin asks, his eyes on the thick bulge in Uther's trousers. Uther strokes his hair and smiles.
You'll see.
It plays out like a fever dream with stop-motion heartbeats. The first hour isn't that bad. Uther takes Merlin to the kitchen and slices an apple and gives him the pieces with some peanut butter and a glass of cold milk. You seemed shaky, he explains, watching Merlin eat. The eating part doesn't feel quite right when his whole body feels feverish and tingly. But the sweet fruit clears his head, and slowly chewing it passes the time and keeps his mind off the heavy, full feeling behind his bullocks. As he finishes up, Uther stands behind him and strokes his back, following the lines of his shoulder blades and the length of his spine. It tickles.
What are you doing?
Merlin asks, squirming against the breakfast bar.
You're still tense.
I'm not. He scoops up the last smear of peanut butter with his finger and licks it, feeling cross. He deserves some credit for walking around with that great big toy up his arse. So what if he's a little tense? It makes no sense to be standing here in Uther's kitchen just snacking and not doing anything. Uther laughs behind him.
Don't argue with me, boy, he says, cupping Merlin's arse pointedly, his fingers applying just enough pressure to the wide base of the plug.
Merlin moans and closes his eyes. The plug barely shifts, but he can feel it, as if Uther struck a tuning fork right at the base of his cock.
Fuck!
He whines out, pushing the plate away.
How much longer?
1 more hour. Merlin thrusts back against Uther's hand, but Uther is already done touching him, and he only ends up grinding his arse against Uther's crotch. He flushes and pulls away, embarrassed at being so eager, like some kind of horny dog.
Sorry, I really need...
Come sit down, says Uther, taking his hand and guiding him into the pristine sitting room. Merlin has been in there before, poking around and asking Arthur about the statues and pale furniture and family pictures, but he's never actually sat down or spent any time in the room, and it doesn't seem like the kind of room you'd use to do whatever Uther wants to do.
In here?
He swallows, still tasting the sweet fruit.
Yes.
Uther sinks into a wide armchair and pulls Merlin down into his lap, hauling his thighs apart and back until Merlin's straddling him face to face. All the shifting and spreading jostles the plug again. Merlin drops his head and grunts before he can stop himself.
Sir, I...
Hush, you'll be fine. Uther begins stroking his nipples over his shirt, bunching and dragging the fabric with his thumbs.
Fuck,
Merlin says, hips moving as if Uther has found a reflex point, He doesn't know where to put his hands, or if he's allowed to touch Uther at all, so he lets his arms drape at his side. His forearms prickle up with goosebumps as his nipples tighten under the touch. "Do you like the way this feels?" Uther asks.
"Yes, sir."
Uther pinches him lightly, watching his face. "And this?" The erection that had flagged while Merlin stood in the kitchen returns, caught against his belly, hot and uncomfortable.
"Yes."
"You're sensitive. You'll be a responsive lover," Uther says, using the same tone of voice he uses to praise Arthur for a well-played match. Merlin exhales sharply, pleased.
"That's good?"
"It is good." Uther touches Merlin's throat with both hands, running the warm pads of his fingers down from his chin to his collarbones. "Close your eyes." Merlin obeys, and the room sways. He holds on to Uther's sides the best he can as Uther touches his face, his lips, his ears. Uther fingers the skin at the insides of his elbows and touches his wrist bones and his ribs, and even hooks his fingers up under his armpits to massage him there, where he's sweaty and hot. He doesn't know how much time passes, but after a while he can't stand it. He sinks his weight and wriggles his hips and tries to get the toy to move. It shifts and nudges, but doesn't move enough, doesn't scrape at him or punch into him the way he wants. His sack is so tight it stings and throbs. He can feel his heartbeat in his cock.
"Mr. Pendragon," he says, tugging at Uther's jumper,
"I need to come again. Can I do it? I can do it quick. It hurts. I have to." When he opens his eyes, it takes a while to focus on Uther, just watching him. Uther looks different now. For a moment, Merlin thinks he's angry. But it isn't anger, exactly. It's something else, like hunger, like Uther wants to eat him.
"Please," he adds nervously.
"Sir." "You'll have to wait another hour," Uther says, dislodging his fingers and holding his wrists tightly. A sob rips out of Merlin before he can steady himself. There's no way he can wait that long. 30 minutes more will kill him. He remembers that Uther gave him a word to mean he's done, that he can stop. As tears wet his lashes, he considers blurting it out, ending this and hiding somewhere to take his cock in hand and relieve the ache making his whole body tremble. But if he quits, Uther will never play with him again, and he wants to make Uther proud. He wants to put his hands on Uther's body.
"Are you in pain?"
Uther asks, giving his wrists a firm, steadying squeeze.
"No, sir," Merlin says quickly, shaking his head and sniffling.
He wipes his nose at the inside of his arm.
"It hurts different. Not like that. I feel like I'm on fire. Everywhere."
"Will it help if I bring you off?" Uther says, a hint of a smile lighting his eyes.
"Yes, sir. Please, sir. I'll be good. I'll keep it in. Please. I can do it to you, too. I can do whatever you want me to do. Just let me come, please,"
Merlin babbles out, rocking his hips eagerly. "Keep your hands to yourself, do you understand?" Uther asks, letting go of Merlin's wrists to open his jeans.
"I will, I will. Can I watch, though?"
"Yes," Uther laughs out, reaching briefly to touch Merlin's face. "You lovely thing. You want to be so good, don't you? You're a good boy." Merlin shivers and keeps his hands to his side, his breath coming quick and shallow. He watches as Uther frees his cock and strips it to reveal his flushed, bright cock head. He doesn't mean to be so loud, but he can't help it. He groans and whines on every breath, making all sorts of noises. It's like it hurts, except it doesn't hurt. Uther squeezes and palms his shaft and thumbs at the underside of his cock head roughly.
"Please,"
he cries out, his fingers digging into his palms.
"What?" "Please, get me off, please."
Uther pushes his warm palm over Merlin's mouth.
"Wet me."
Merlin bathes his tongue all over Uther's palm hurriedly, licking between his fingers and over all the creases, making it as slick as he can. Uther's hand gets his spit all over his mouth and cheeks, but he doesn't care. He wants a warm, wet grip on his cock. Uther gives it to him, pumping him firmly, one hand on his cock and the other at his hip, keeping him still.
Oh, God, Merlin cries, squeezing his eyes shut against the sparks and dizziness as his orgasm rocks him and his arse clenches around the toy. The release feels like falling into water, sinking and drowning. He can't even breathe, doesn't even know where he is until he feels something salty on his tongue and realizes Uther is feeding him his own cum. Such a good boy, Uther croons, cupping the back of his head and forcing his fingers into his mouth. Merlin laps and sucks at them eagerly, not liking the taste, but loving the way it feels to have something in his mouth to soothe on. He thinks he might be crying a little again and doesn't care. His 2 hours are almost up, and Uther thinks he's doing well. Everything is perfect. He's filled up and spent and spent and spent. Uther takes him to the bathroom to remove the plug. He supports Merlin with a firm hold around his waist as they walk back upstairs. Merlin's thighs tremble hard, and he's too sensitive inside, and the thud of each bare footstep sends a fiery shock through his body. "Is it going to be gross?" Merlin asks, bent over the counter with one foot up on the toilet seat. "No," says Uther, strapping on another pair of gloves from a little drawer below the sink. "It won't be as difficult coming out, but you need to relax while I work." Merlin exhales nervously, half laughing, and presses his forehead against his arm. He's so sweaty now. "Can I shower when you're done?" "Yes." Uther's fingers map the edge of the plug's base, sliding through the remnants of lube. "Oh, oh, I said relax, boy. Your body will do the work. Exhale slowly." As Merlin breathes, shallowly despite his best efforts, Uther grips the base and slowly extracts the plug. It makes a wet, sucking sound that makes Merlin giggle hysterically through the brief burn and sting as the largest part stretches back out of him. Uther drops the toy into a towel and folds it up neatly on the counter. "There now, give me your hand." "Why?" Merlin asks, giving Uther his hand anyway. Instead of answering, Uther guides him to feel his own arse. He nearly jerks his hand away when it reaches his hole. It's open, parted like a mouth, hot and slimy and puffy. "Feel inside," Uther says, his gloved fingers pushing Merlin's fingers into his own body. "I'm all stretched out," Merlin says, curious and slightly horrified. He can put one finger in his arse easily, and two if he pushes a little harder. "Temporarily, these muscles are resilient." Uther fingers him for a moment, humming appreciatively. "In the shower with you now. Take your time. Sit on the bench so you don't fall and concuss yourself." Merlin grins, reminded of the way Arthur teases him before they go hiking, or any time Merlin attempts to play sports. He wipes his fingers off on his thigh and stumbles to the glass-walled shower. "You're not coming in?" he asks, glancing at Uther through the glass as he fiddles with the knobs to try to figure out how to turn the hot water on.
"Don't be cheeky, boy," Uther says, the tone just reprimanding enough that Merlin quickly hides his face in the spray of water to mask the way he flinches, hurt. It's a stupid hurt, anyway. It's not like Uther is going to cuddle him or kiss him. It's not like this is anything more than a dangerous, dirty game. He sits as he was told and washes his hair hurriedly. By the time he's done scrubbing his face and armpits with the citrus-scented liquid soap from the dispenser on the wall, he isn't shaking as much. He pulls one knee up and washes between his legs, and finds that his arse feels mostly normal again, just a little swollen and tender to the touch. The water is loud and hot. It steams up the glass walls and leaves Merlin sheltered with his thoughts. His heart races. "Finishing up," Uther calls from inside the bathroom. There's no telltale whoosh of cold air to signal the door opening. He's been in there the whole time. "Yes, sir," Merlin says, letting the spray hit his face for another minute before he turns off the water. When he opens the shower door, Uther is standing there with the biggest towel he's ever seen. Merlin pushes into it and presses against Uther's chest and lets out a wretched, wet sob. "Well," Uther chuckles, wrapping the towel around him, "that was faster than I expected." "Don't laugh at me," Merlin sniffs miserably, hiding his face. When he exhales, his body shudders and he starts to properly cry,
his face going hot from it. It's perfectly normal to experience an emotional crash after an intense sexual experience, especially your first, Uther says evenly, briskly toweling Merlin without dislodging him. It's an awkward affair, and Merlin is still mostly dripping when Uther leads him back into the bedroom. He places Merlin on the side of the bed and takes a small towel to dry his hair with circular, slow motions. The ache in Merlin's chest unravels slowly until he doesn't feel like crying anymore. He just feels sleepy. "Are you ashamed?" Uther asks, draping the damp towel over Merlin's shoulders. He takes him by the chin and makes him look up. Merlin blinks. "No, I don't think so. Maybe. Should I be?" "No, you should not be." Uther brushes at his cheeks, wiping tears away. "But it's all right to feel overwhelmed, as long as you understand you've done nothing wrong."
"Did I do a good job?"
Merlin asks with a soft hiccup. "You were very brave," Uther says, his voice dropping to the low sound that reminds Merlin of a cat's steady purr. "And you've pleased me very much." "But you didn't even..." Merlin glances at Uther's crotch. "It's best that we go no further." Merlin glances back up. "You don't want me?" "I do want you, very much." Uther smiles and gives the towel a tug. "I share my bed with men who are a great deal more experienced than you are, and I fear I would not be very gentle." "Oh," Merlin says, nodding and not really understanding, but mostly knowing not to push. "Get changed into your pajamas. I've made up the guest bedroom for you, unless you'd like me to drive you home." "No, I want to stay." Merlin glances at Uther's bed. It's huge. There'd be room for two. There'd probably be room for five. "You need to rest," Uther says, catching his chin again. "And rest is not what I would give you if you stayed with me. Now hurry to bed, boy." He gives Merlin one quick kiss to the top of his head and releases him. Merlin crouches on the softly carpeted floor next to his rucksack and glances up at Uther as he pulls his pajamas out. "Are you sure, sir? I could..." "Merlin," Uther says firmly, shaking his head. "No." The sound of his name makes Merlin's gut tighten hotly. He pulls his nightshirt on and shimmies into his boxer briefs and sweatpants. "We're not going to do this again, are we?" he says, looking down, sadness wrestling with the warm knot of satisfaction in his belly. Uther takes him by the arm and pulls him close, saying nothing. He's hard again. Merlin wants it. "There are things I shouldn't take from you," Uther says, holding Merlin's hips still to keep him from grinding against him. "You'll understand that when you're older." "Even if I want them?" Uther snorts against his hair. "You don't know what you want. You're a horny teenager." Merlin can't argue with that, not when he's noising mournfully because Uther won't let him rub against the thick roll of his cock. "Go and sleep, boy," Uther says against his ear, his breath soft and tickling. He squeezes his arms around Merlin in a tight, strange hug and lock the bedroom door. "Yes, sir," Merlin whispers, stealing one quick, dry kiss against Uther's rough cheek before he darts away. In the guest bedroom, where a clock on the wall ticks steadily and it smells too clean, like a hotel room, Merlin hesitates at the door and locks it. The end.